You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee Sayed Zarankov owned a bakery in his native Iran before he moved to Australia 6 years ago. He didn't leave his entrepreneurial spirit behind because just 15 days after he migrated, he started his small business out of a family garage making and selling Iranian sweets. His wife, Maryam Ghiassi, a nurse by profession, gained baking qualifications in Australia. They now have a retail and wholesale operation in Sydney's Liverpool district called Dark Blue Fresh Bakery, employing three people, adding ice cream and coffee to their menu. Sayed says starting a business in Australia is more difficult than in Iran. Those licences can cost thousands of dollars. Inspections are more frequent, and a big issue was access to money. State governments provide some advice, while not-for-profits like Thrive Refugee Enterprise can also assist with microfinancing, according to Thrive co-founder Hugh Trung. And many do. Sayed and Maryam have great ambitions for their bakery. While there are programs to assist aspiring refugee and migrant entrepreneurs, help is also at hand for those seeking an understanding of the basics of Australia's financial system. Christine DeJutis is a facilitator at Sydney's Auburn North Primary School's Harmony House, where new migrants are taught new skills as they engage with the English language. Farishta Ghaznawi migrated to Australia from Afghanistan 3 years ago. In her homeland, she never owned a credit card. Christine DeJutis says it's given her a sense of empowerment and responsibility. She adds, for many, interest, which is the cost of borrowing money, is something they're not used to. The program also teaches the importance of online banking, payments and safety, along with practical skills like access to ATMs and the need to keep personal identification numbers or PINs private.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.